walking takes too long. But I say with walking you can't go wrong. Why should you rush your way through life? You won't get very far running all the time.
Look at me, I'm trying every day.
Tuned in to the voice of the gospel, 88.1 FM, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners, 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT 88.1 FM.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Praise the Lord. But this is the confidence. This is the confidence that we have in Him that if we ask anything, listen, if we ask anything, tell your neighbor, say anything. Don't choke on the word anything. Anything qualified according to His will, His word, He hears us. When I say, Father, your word says, I got His undivided attention. Say, Father, your word says, this is mine because of the cross, because of what Jesus did for me. I take it right now. I believe I receive it now. And the Father releases that into my life. Now, it may take a little bit before it show up, but it's coming. Y'all remember when Daniel prayed? He had made a commitment. He said, I'm not going to eat any pleasant food until I get an answer from God. And it took 21 days for his answer to show up. And when the angel came, the angel said, Daniel, from the day that you set your heart to understand, God sent me with your answer. So the moment that Daniel prayed and sought God, God dispatched an angel with his answer. And it took him 21 days to get there because there was a spiritual warfare going on in the heavenlies. And that angel was withstood by a demonic principality that was over the region of Persia. And the angel said, the archangel Michael, the big one, the warrior, had to come and help me get through. He said, now here's what you believe God for, and this is the answer. He said, now I got to go back because I'm going to have to fight to get back out of here. But I'm going to tell you, Jesus pulled all that down. He popped a hole in the heavens. He broke it open. He shattered those principalities and powers. He broke them down, spoiled them, defeated them, and triumphed over them. But they're still here, and they still oppose the will of God, and they'll still try to discourage you and to keep you from receiving, but they really can't. When you take a stand in faith, you say, I'm not moving. God said, this is mine. I'm going to wait on it right here. I ain't moving. This is going to happen in my life. I ain't staying poor no more. I ain't going to be broke no more. I resist poverty. I'm not going to die with sickness and disease. I'm just going to sleep on out of here. You take your stand. And God just smiles and says, they got it. Woo, I can show myself strong right there. And that blessing started manifesting. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears. And we know. Everybody say, we know.
We know.
Notice he didn't say, we hope so. And we know that we have whatsoever we ask of him, we know it, that it's ours. Let me quote that properly. This is the confidence that we have in him, that we, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And we know that if he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. So when you pray this way, then you know, there's just some things you know that this is mine, because God can't lie. And he's a God of integrity. So a productive prayer life is one that produces fruit. It means it gets results that honor and glorify God. And so Jesus wants you to be fruitful. He wants you to get answers to your prayer. Because when you do, God is glorified. Because an answer to your prayer means that God is doing something in your life or on your behalf. And when he's able to work through your life, then he gets the glory. Amen. He's delighted to work on our behalf. Some people think God is just sitting up there and he's so tight-fisted and he's holding on to everything and that he's just so mean and just want to slap you down and don't want you to have anything. And when he does release something, he just give you a little bit. I'm going to tell you, that ain't my Father at all. The Bible says my Father is very generous. He always going to give you more than you ask. God always do more, exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that's working in us. It's that Holy Ghost power. It's that word power that's working in us. Amen. Paul said the word is effectually at work in those that believe it. So I got something working in me. How about you? Amen. Tell your neighbors, I got the word working in me. All right, good. All right, now, let's look at some things that we're going to take a little detour here. And we're going to look at things that will make you non-productive in prayer. I don't have a long list, just a few things here. All right, the first one, asking God for things that don't line up or that are not in agreement with his word, not knowing God's will. So that will make your prayer life unfruitful if you don't ask for things that line up with God's word. You're not going to get answers, which means you're not going to produce any fruit. You're not going to be productive. And that's very discouraging. How many of you know that people get discouraged? Another reason why people's prayer life is not productive is because they fail to ask. And that comes right after the first one there, because some people don't ask because they have no confidence that God will hear them, so they don't pray at all. So prayerlessness comes into their life and say, well, why don't you ask God to help you? In their mind, they'll say, I ain't going to do no good. Let me figure out what I got to do. It ain't do no good. God ain't going to answer my prayer. I never forget the time I was ministering to teenage boys in the Renaissance. And we had a lesson on prayer. We're getting ready to teach on prayer. And I say, how many of y'all believe God, hear your prayer. And none of them's hand went up. Not a single one of them. I said, God, no, hear your prayer. No, he wouldn't hear my prayer. I said, I'll tell you what then. Cuss him out. Just give God a good cussing. And you know what they said? Oh, no, oh, no. Oh, no, we can't do that. We can't cuss God. I said, why? He'll hear me. I said, so God will hear you cursing, but he won't hear your prayer. And then they got it. I say, if he'll hear bad things coming out of your mouth, don't you think he'll hear good things? So some people don't pray because they have unbelief. They don't believe God going to hear them, so they think that prayer is a waste of time. Don't fall in that category, because prayer is not a waste of your time. The devil will try to keep you from praying and tell you that you're wasting time. But if you was wasting time, if prayer was a waste of time, the devil would have everybody doing it. Did you hear what I said? If prayer was a waste of time, he'd be trying to get everybody to pray. He said, church, pray some more. Pray. Just pray all day long. Y'all ain't doing nothing. Fact that you pray, you start affecting him and what he's doing. And you start destroying his strongholds and breaking down his kingdom. That's why he don't want you to pray. Because you are being effective. Amen? All right. Third reason. Because people ask amiss. What does that mean? To ask amiss means to ask improperly or wrongly. The word amiss also means to be sickly or diseased. So when you ask amiss, or you have the wrong approach to God, and you don't do it properly, when you don't pray properly, it is like offering up a sick prayer. God have no pleasure in answering those kind of prayers. You mean your prayer can be sick? Yeah. If you pray outside the will of God, it ain't got no life in it. If there's no life in the prayer, then it must be dead. Amen? Well, y'all got quiet on that. Isn't got, boy, been a holy hush didn't come up in here. Let me explain asking amiss again. Let me break it down for you. Asking amiss is asking God with the wrong motive and purpose so that you may waste it in sensual pleasures. In other words, if you ask God to bless you with finances so you can go to the casino, you just ask amiss. Because you're wanting a blessing so that you can satisfy a sensual pleasure. Or if you ask God, bless me with more finance so I can go buy more drugs. Or so that I can buy more pornography. You think God gonna bless you for you to do evil with it? God, heal my body so I can go party Friday night and Saturday night. They got a big old dance coming up on Saturday night. I won't go to the club. So, Lord, I got this little ailment. Will you please heal me? Give me strength, Lord, so I can go to the club Friday night, Saturday night, party all night long, come in church Sunday morning, and lead the devotion. That's why people not seeing prayer answers to their prayer, because they have wrong motives and they ask improper things of God.